Welcome to NHL Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. During the recent 2007 ASCO meeting in Chicago, I met with three investigators to obtain an update on clinical research findings and new clinical trials in non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. To begin, Dr. Andrew Zelenets, who co-chaired the main NHL oral presentation session, summarized the key data sets that were presented.
This morning's session presented a couple of updates of pivotal and actually groundbreaking studies. One was a 7-year update on the GILA study, which compared rituximab and CHOP to CHOP for patients ages 60 to 80. And honestly, the most surprising thing is how the data has held up over time. The survival advantage continues to maintain itself, and there's even a slight increase in the separation between the curves over time, which is a little bit surprising in a study where the ages were 60 to 80 and were 7 years median follow-up at this point. People should start to die of other things. So the importance and the clear breakthrough that rituximab added to CHOP was confirmed. But honestly, there was nothing terribly new in that data.
Did you review what the eligibility was for that study?
The eligibility were patients who were over the age of 60, under the age of 80. They had to have diffuse large B-cell lymphoma and without any significant comorbid conditions that would preclude the use of anthracycline-based chemotherapy. So patients who had congestive heart failure weren't eligible. Now, on that study, when it was originally done, patients received their rituximab and CHOP in the hospital, and they were premedicated with steroids, so the infusion toxicities were extremely low. It was very well tolerated, but I think we've learned over the years how to adapt that and do the same exact thing outpatient with the same minimal amount of toxicity.